running late. Let's get to it!
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Wah, 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 wah. It is the lightning round, and Nick will talk about anything, but probably not the Giants, because they're going in the tank.
Bang! Wow, you almost read my first line of this without, maybe you did read it.
I didn't, I promise.
I wrote, I'm going to kill the streak of us doing MLB awards mostly because football is back and I'm sick of the Giants and I don't want to hear about them. Football! The Broncos are beginning their defense of their Super Bowl championship with a rematch. How nice. Cam Newton is still taking the heat for not going all out in the Super Bowl, as well as being a bad loser in his postgame press conference. What will it take for Newton to get past that bad press conference? A, beating the Broncos tonight. Nothing helps put something behind you like beating a team the next time you play them. B, winning a Super Bowl. Cam showed he can take his team to the promised land. Now he needs to show he is a winner like he was at Auburn. C, a twist. It is already behind him. That was last season. This is this season. It's done with.
Done! One of the easiest ones ever. C.
Wow. Okay. That fast. The Broncos are betting on a seventh round pick over their first round pick over a guy who stepped in for one of the greatest of all times and led them to a Super Bowl. However, the Broncos are really going to rely on their defense to win them games again. Is this a safe bet for the offense, though? A, yes, this makes sense. Looking at other teams that have won Super Bowls with great defenses and just OK's QBs shows that the saying defense wins championships is true. You don't need a really good QB. B, no, Simeon threw more picks than TDs his senior year at Northwestern. It's not exactly an NFL or QB factory. John Elway should have stuck with Osweiler. C, maybe? We're obviously not at Broncos practice every day, so we can't see how Wentz is competing against Simeon or what Elway really thought of Osweiler. We should be trusting the Hall of Famer.
What you guys don't understand is I found a portal, and when I go into the break room, I actually go to Broncos practice, and I've been observing. But a Northwestern quarterback? I mean, if it's a Northwestern guy, I want him handling my finances or doing research, not playing quarterback. B is troublesome. I really think they've got a chance to be good and make the playoffs. But man, if they had a good quarterback, they're probably a favorite to repeat. Buh.
The Seahawks are in a bit of a tough spot, filling the hole left behind by Marshawn Lynch. Last season's replacements, Christine Michael, filled in while Beast Mode was out, and then Thomas Rawls played well when Michael was out. But now Pete Carroll doesn't really know who he's going to play at running back, going with possibly a platoon-type backfield with Rawls, Michael, and even rookie CJ Procise. Who do they go with? A, Rawls was the best back and the most Lynch-like when healthy last season and just needs to overcome his ankle injury to claim the starting job back. B, with Rawls coming off an injury and playing less than five snaps in the preseason, it makes sense to run a two running back backfield in one of the what happened there? Oh, it makes sense to run a two running back backfield with just one of the two they've earned to work the job. Working with three backs is too many cooks situation. C, why not go with three backs? The Duck backfield has four running backs in it, keeping their guys rested. Why not try and use something that works in college in the pros?
I think that we've seen this, and we talked about it with Oregon. Even though Freeman was a horse last year with 283 carries, they had 600 carries. There's plenty to go around. Rotate it in. Find what works. Go from game to game. I'm going to go with C. If you need three, that's what's got to be.
Speaking of the Ducks, that was a very good rhyme off the top of your head there. Speaking of the Ducks, they're still at number 24 in the AP Top 25, and not a single Top 25 team is going to play another Top 25 this week. The last time that happened was in 2012 when number 8 Arkansas, number 12 Wisconsin, number 16 Nebraska, and number 18 Oklahoma State all lost. With the way week 1 has gone, are we primed for more Top 25 matchup upsets? A, yes, we'll see at least five teams go down to unranked opponents. It's already the year of the upset. That's one more than 2012. B, no, there will be less than four upsets. Those teams that lost to other Power 5 schools and most of this week's top 25 are going up against FCS schools. C, probably about the same as in 2012. There are a lot of top 25 teams that were overranked with big targets on their back but have had a week to get over their mistakes from last weekend.
By the way, good research, Cracker Jack staff going back to 2012. I have a feeling that things will stabilize. You see these schools playing Wofford and, you know, lesser programs that only show up in the NCAA tournament. I'm leaning B that there will be an upset or two, but it won't be massive, so I'm going B under 4. And that wraps up the lightning round.